riding a revamped rushing attack.
Anderson off right guard into the end zone.
And a dominating defense.
Orton in the pocket, he's going to go down again.
The Broncos are headed to the coast for a clash against the Chargers and a chance to clinch the division title. Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside, of course, Broncos head coach John Fosco. Where is the season gone here?
It has flown by.
3 games left in the regular season. You guys are sitting pretty. You're 1 win away this Sunday in San Diego from clinching what will be your 4th straight division title. How important is that to you and your team?
Well, I think we always try to keep our focus small. You know, we're just focusing on the preparation for San Diego. Very, very good division opponent that we're playing at their place where they've played very well this year. So keeping the focus small, we're not thinking about much after, just getting ready for San Diego.
A lot of chatter the last couple of weeks about the style in which the Broncos are winning football games. A lot of defense, a lot of running the football. Imperative for this postseason playoff run. How much better do you feel maybe this year versus last year with the style of football that you guys are playing right now?
Well, I think we're playing good football. I think defensively we're a little healthier than we were this time a year ago. And, I think offensively we're probably have the ability to be more efficient right now at this point in the season. You know, again, staying healthy and moving forward will be, you know, we'll kind of get what we work to get. So I feel good about where we are, but, you know, we still have some time left.
Let's go ahead and hear from Peyton Manning. Again, he's coming off a game, 173 yards, 2 interceptions, broke that long streak, a 51-game streak of throwing a touchdown. Didn't get it done, but the ultimate team guy pretty much says what you'd expect him to say right here.
Goal would be to have everything clicking, you know, as an offense, as a football team, especially, you know, here late in December. And hopefully we can, you know, we can get to that point.
Again, last year, Coach, it was all about, you know, where's the run game, where's the defense, is that as good as it needs to be once you did lose to Seattle? This year, kind of the script's kind of flipped. Do you feel better about the overall product?
Yeah, I think I mentioned that at the beginning of the year. I think going into the season, it was probably the best group we've had. And, you know, again, you never know what you're going to get because you got good players, but now mold them together and as a football team is another story. So you can have pieces of the puzzle, but sometimes you can't make the puzzle. So, you know, I think I like where we are. I like our football team. And, you know, we're just trying to be efficient in all areas, just like Peyton said, whether you're talking about running pass on offense or offense, defense, kicking game, all orchestrated together.
Injuries, they're kind of a growing concern. It is week 15 of the season, so somewhat to be expected. And for as many guys as you do have on that injury list, you got a couple guys on the mend that getting ready to see some field action, thinking about Julius Thomas, Danny Trevathan in particular. Let's go ahead and hear from those guys right now about what it means to get back on the field.
You work all year, you know, your whole life to have these opportunities, and you never know when they're going to end. So it's definitely tough to not be out there and you know, I'm looking forward to getting back and doing more.
I'm a guy that, you know, I don't really look at stuff as negative, anything negative. You know, I try to take positive out of anything I'm put in, any situation or whatever, you know. So, you know, I'm making the most out of this.
Let's start with Julius Thomas, what he means to your offense. It's a matchup league, and he's, of course, a tough matchup for any team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's looking like he's going to be ready to play. He's still, you know, day-to-day, but, you know, it'll be important to get him back. We've missed him. You know, he went out in the St. Louis game. I think we missed him that game, and we've missed him since. And, you know, the fortunate thing is we got Virgil Green back, and so that's helped. You know, as far as Danny Trevathan goes, you know, arguably our best linebacker to start the season has missed 14 games. So it'll be good if he can get back out there and we can lean on him moving forward.
We'll be back with much more from Coach Fox coming up in just a little bit. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
That's right, Nick. We're breaking down a familiar foe in the Chargers. And this week's Behind Enemy Lines, sponsored by Coloradans Against Auto Theft. San Diego is a team that sinks or swims with its quarterback, Philip Rivers. Not only is this guy one of the league's fiercest competitors, he also has the numbers to back it up. This year, Rivers is among the top 10 quarterbacks in passing yards, passing touchdowns, and completion percentage. And Rivers' favorite target in the red zone is veteran tight end Antonio Gates. He's been in the league for 12 years and shows no signs of slowing down. Gates has already hauled in 52 22 catches for more than 600 yards and a team-leading 9 touchdowns. And on the defensive side, the Broncos will have to deal with Brandon Flowers. The Chargers' top corner missed the last game between these two teams and will be looking to have an impact this time around. He leads the team with 3 interceptions. He's also deflected 10 passes and made 37 tackles. Injuries move C.J. Anderson up the depth chart in a hurry, and the second year back hit the ground running. What the rising star says has made him so successful and the hidden talent he has off the field. Plus, it's a dream come true to be a Denver cheerleader. But one member of the squad says her passion has nothing to do with dancing, how she spends her time when she's not with the team.